Praying Powerful Prayers, written by Kia Stevens and read by Kelly Givens. Today's Bible verse is Acts 4, verse 31. After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. When it comes to our prayer life, sometimes we start off passionately praying, only to end up with rote, lifeless prayers or nothing at all. I, along with many others, have experienced this. The reasons we may have a dull prayer life are vast. Maintaining fervency in prayer is often difficult to do every day, especially during a challenging season. We may feel as though our words are insufficient and stop short of the ceiling, never making it to God's ears. At times, we might even feel like our prayers are ineffective because life situations seem to remain the same. Although this is sometimes our reality, it doesn't have to stay this way. Fervent prayer doesn't rest on what we can do alone, but it is impacted by the power of God. When our prayer life seems powerless, we can ask God to make them powerful through the intervention of the Holy Spirit. We see this in Acts chapter 3 and 4. Peter healed a lame beggar, and then he and John taught the people and proclaimed in Jesus the resurrection of the dead. This displeased the priest, the captain of the temple guard, and the Sadducees, so they came up and seized Peter and John and put them in jail until the next day. They threatened them, but ultimately let them go because of the crowd. Once they were released, the immediate and collective response of the believers was prayer to God. They acknowledged the sovereignty of God, the plots of mankind, and then asked the Lord to enable his servants to speak his word with great boldness. At a time when they could have been fearful of what might have happened to them, they boldly prayed to God. They did not shrink back. These believers chose to pray all the more fervently in the midst of a dangerous time. In Acts 4:30, they said, "Stretch out your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus." The believers moved forward courageously. And in Acts 4:31, we see the whole place where they were meeting was shaken. This illustrates the power of prayer in a physical way. Our prayers have the power to shake the ground of our heart and the circumstances of our lives. Just like the early believers, we must trust in God and not doubt. We must make a conscious decision to pray bold prayers. As we grow closer to God, He, by the power of His Holy Spirit, causes us to pray these types of prayers. Our prayer life is not meant to solely focus on us and our problems. It is meant to be a global battleground where we lay the foundation for God to work in and through us. If our prayers have grown rote and lifeless, we can take our cues from the believers in Acts chapter 4. In doing so, we will acknowledge the sovereignty of God, man's failed plots, and ask the Lord to enable us to speak the word of the living God with great boldness. This will ensure that our faith and our prayer life is anything but dull and boring. Choosing to pray this way might cause us to have the same type of hang on by the seat of your pants adventures that the early believers experienced.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for working everything out for my good. Help me trust in your perfect plan. Amen.
Father, thank you for loving and caring for me.
With Christian Prayer Meditation, you can pray along to prayers based on specific topics. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Christian Prayer Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.